Next item is the administrator's report, and I've got a couple items to... The first item is airport hangar renovation bids. On September 28th, the engineering department opened bids for renovations to the airport hangar to be used by Dell Tech for the airframe mechanics training program. 9 bids were received. Attached is a listing of the bidders and the amounts of each bid. And as per the listing, Richard Y. Johnson & Son Incorporated was the low bidder for the project with a base bid plus alternate A of $720,318. This is above the engineer's estimate of $550,000, which is what we were expecting. The county engineering department and the consulting engineers are reviewing the bids at this time, and a recommendation will be forthcoming. And as you can see, the bids were all, they were pretty much in line with it, you know, within 100, most were in within $100,000 of each other.
What was the engineer's estimate?
$550,000, which is what we had been planning. However, we have been some changes as the project has kind of evolved due to FAA requirements, in particular, like alternate A is for a paint booth, for instance, that we initially thought was a voluntary thing that we might not need. And now, after more research with the FAA, they've indicated that they thought that was necessary as part of the project. But I don't know if Mr. Rizzo would like to say anything, but they are...
Yeah, the 550 was more of our budget, what we had available. And then just going through the process of the design, trying to meet the FAA requirements, you know, more building inside needed to be constructed, and that obviously inflated the price.
Probably be a Taj Mahal for that. I understand where, you know, the way it is, the way it is, it's sort of a requirement. But. Especially since we got the structure.
It's a shame that we have to go this process, because we could have got it done a whole lot cheaper than that if we didn't have to go through the bid process as we do. I mean, you know, the roof is okay on the building, and you know, are you doing just the interior?
The roof is leaking, and we're doing the roof outside of the actual bid that you see in front of you. And it's been such a sort of a weird relationship in that the architect works for Dell Tech and doesn't work for Sussex County. We'll oversee the construction, but we weren't the final say on any design issues. So.
Well, then...
We just got to pay for it, right?
My recommendation is we get our own architect, and you know, this is ridiculous, in my opinion.
So we'll have. Well, they are coming back with some some possible changes. We're looking at some changes.
Recommendations on changes, but we're not going to make up, you know, $250,000 or whatever the difference is. We might come up with something in the $50,000 to $100,000 range as far as potential credit change orders we could do.
And I guess, of course, the timing is an issue, trying to get the program up and running also. But we'll be back to you in a couple weeks.
I mean, if Dell Tech wants this thing as a Taj Mahal, can we raise our lease to them?
They'll ask you for the money to do it.
Look at that. That's a point. We could look at the lease. And they have suggested a couple of changes that we're looking at. We feel that we might be able to make. For instance, one thing they talked about, which we're not sure is worthwhile doing, is there's a storage area, and they established a second floor storage area. And what we were thinking about doing is cutting that out. But they feel like because the program is already limited in space in that facility, the first year they don't really need the storage area, because they're only really going to start out with one class, and they can use classrooms for storage. But in the following years they think they'll need it. And so if we had to come back and then rebid just the storage area, we didn't really see that as a savings. It would involve more work and whatnot.
Putting off that cost for a year, because that space they to run this program, you need a lot of things to run it properly and get certified by the FAA. And I don't think maybe that was necessarily understood when they came and stood before county council that first time, I don't remember, it was 6 months ago. There's a lot that's required to run that classroom facility.
That's the normal run. Okay, so you're going to look at it. You're not making any recommendation tonight?
No. We wanted to bring it to your attention so you knew.
I saw Ileana a while ago, and she brought it to my attention. I brought it to her attention that it didn't look good. So she says, well, we've got to see what we can do. I said, you better do something, because we're not going to put that kind of money into a building. You know, you got to cut something out of it. It's too much. And you can build a new building for that. And that's from the ground up. Now all you're really doing is the interior.
Yeah, and I think it worked out to be, it's a lot of square feet, about $85 a square foot, because I think what it turned out to be.
Okay.
The next item is the beach renourishment project. The state of Delaware is in the process of renourishing beaches at Bethany and South Bethany Beach. Per Mr. Tony Pratt from the Department of Natural Resources, the beach at Bethany and South Bethany will be extended approximately 100 feet to provide a dune with dune grass for protection, as well as a 250-foot beach in front of the new dune. Project work is now underway at Bethany Beach. And completion date is estimated to be by Memorial Day 2008.
Thank you.
Be a considerable improvement. Delaware 4-H Program Certificate of Appreciation enclosed is a copy of a Certificate of Appreciation presented to the Sussex County Council in recognition of the Council's generous support of Delaware's 4-H youth. And then finally, Captain's Grant public meeting this Thursday, October 11th at 7 p.m. County Engineering Department will be holding a public meeting regarding the proposed inclusion of the Captain's Grant subdivision in the extension of the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District. 7 o'clock meeting will occur at the Indian River Volunteer Fire Hall in Oak Orchard.
Thank you. Mr. Rizzo.
Thanks, Mike.